This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-aleem. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters, welcome to our new series, a beautiful journey inshallah, titled Rabbana, our Lord. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity, and I ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to bless each one of you who have registered for this beautiful program. We ask at the outset to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the beautiful objective that we have set for this beautiful journey, and that is connecting with the Creator. This is all what matters, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, connecting with our Creator. If this connection is loose, weak and poor, then obviously we will not be successful fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the hereafter. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this objective that we have set for this beautiful journey, Rabbana, our Lord, and that is connecting with our Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzah. So my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, our approach in this journey to connect with our Creator will be based on 5R approach. 5R approach, that's right. So firstly, we'll get to know the recitation of it. So recite, remember, recognize, reflect, and relay. So these are the 5R approach that we will be going through throughout the series bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, with the help and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us begin with the first ayah that we will go through inshallah in the series of Rabbana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says the following.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.
So my beloved brothers and sisters, that was a beautiful recitation of this powerful dua, of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We need to ensure that we recite it and we remember it. We memorize this beautiful dua so that we may use this dua in our lives. My brothers and sisters, we need to recognize and reflect on this powerful dua where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahi rahmani rahim, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, our Lord, which is actually a dua made by Ibrahim alayhi salam when he and his son Ismail alayhi salam built Al-Kaaba. They made this dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna, our Lord, accept this from us. Innaka, you indeed, you are, anta sami'ul alim, indeed you are the hearing, the knowing. My brothers and sisters, what we need to recognize is the meanings of this powerful dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he said, our Lord, accept this service from us. Indeed, you are the hearing, the knowing. My brothers and sisters, we need to ensure that whenever we do any good thing, we have to ask Allah and pray to Allah Rabbul Izzah to accept it. Remember and recognize that Ibrahim alayhi salam, along with his son Ismail alayhi salam, built this Kaaba, the first house of Allah Rabbul Izzah, Al-Kaaba. Massive project, isn't it? After building that, he was not satisfied, because he being the Nabi of Allah, the Rasul of Allah, the role model, for us, he showed us how we have to and what we have to do after doing a good deed. And that is to ask Allah to accept it from us. So whenever we do anything good, we have to ask Allah to accept this from us. And subhanAllah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, indeed, you are the hearing, the knowing. So there are two attributes used in this dua, my brothers and sisters, which we need to actually reflect upon. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is all hearing and He is all knowing. He is the one who hears everything. Meaning when we say Rabbana, when we say Ya Allah, when we ask Allah, Allah hears it. We need to have this feeling in our hearts and minds that Allah listens our du'as, subhanAllah. Because there are many people out there who thinks that Allah doesn't listen. A'udhu billah. This is the negation of one of the powerful attributes of Allah Rabbul Izzah, and that is As-Sami', the all hearing. So we need to ensure that Allah hears. Allah hears us. Allah is also knowing. He is all knower. Subhanallah. He knows our past, present and the future. He knows our situation. He knows the in and out of what we are going through. So we have to ensure that we ask Allah for the acceptance of any deed that we do. That is how we recognize and we reflect. Finally, my brothers and sisters, we need to relay and share this beautiful dua with others by asking, you know, and informing and inviting people to reflect and recognize and recite and remember this beautiful dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we need to set a target that we should at least pass on this beautiful message of Allah Rabbul Izzah dua mentioned in the Quran of Ibrahim alayhi salam to at least 5 people, be it among our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, on the WhatsApp groups, on the online platforms, you name it, whatever you can, wherever you can, share this beautiful message so that people can really benefit out of it, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The second dua, my brothers and sisters, is from Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 218. And it goes as follows.
ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. My brothers and sisters, what a powerful dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam again. We need to recognize and reflect this dua. Let us recognize by knowing the meanings of this dua. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made this dua mentioned by Allah Rabbul Izzah in the Quran. Our Lord, and make us Muslims in submission to you and from our descendants, a Muslim nation in submission to you, and show us our rights and accept our repentance. Indeed, you are the accepting of repentance, the merciful. My brothers and sisters, what we need to realize is the farsightedness of Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanallah. He was talking and asking Allah for the present and the future. So we need to recognize that how visionary Ibrahim alayhi salam was, that he prayed for himself, his children, and those who are going to come, subhanallah. And from him came Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah Rabbul Izzah is helping us to recognize this dua and also, to reflect on it, subhanallah, by understanding the meaning of it. Furthermore, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, and show us our rights and accept our repentance. You know, we as Muslimin, we need to realize and understand, my brothers and sisters, that we commit mistakes. We do, you know, sins. We are, involved in disobedience to Allah Rabbul Izzah. So here is what Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching us in this dua, and show us our rights and accept our repentance. We need to make tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzah and ask Allah to accept our tawbah. Both the things are important. Not just making tawbah, but asking Allah to accept our tawbah, our repentance, sincere apology, for the sins or the mistakes that we have done. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, He records, indeed, you are the accepting of repentance, the merciful one. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is extremely, extremely willing in terms of accepting our repentance. This is again one of the powerful ways for us to recognize and reflect that when we ask the repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to accept our repentance. We need to have this belief that He is a tawwab. He is the one who accepts our repentance. And He is ar-Rahim. He is the one who is extremely merciful, entirely merciful. So we shouldn't have any doubt whatsoever in our minds and hearts. When we ask Allah for repentance, we need to believe that He is a tawwab, meaning the one who accepts our repentance, provided it is sincere. And we need to believe that He is the one who is extremely merciful. So obviously, He is the one who forgives shortcomings and our sins and our disobedience. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this momentum of forgiving us for our sins to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third dua mentioned in the Quran is from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 201. And it goes as the following.
Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar.
My brothers and sisters, let us recognize and reflect on this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 201, Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving us a practical approach of our life, a roadmap, in fact, of our lives, that we have to ask Allah the good of this world and the good of hereafter, and ask Allah on the top of it to protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to ensure that this world is also invested properly. And subhanAllah, this is the only chance where we have to perform in the best way possible. Only then we will be able to gain the fruits in the hereafter. So we need to ask Allah the good in this world. SubhanAllah, there is nothing wrong in asking wealth, in asking money, in asking, jobs. There is nothing wrong. In fact, it is encouraged to ask Allah. If we don't ask Allah, who do we ask? SubhanAllah. So we ask Allah for all of this. And we ask Allah the good of the hereafter as well. On the top of it, we ask Allah to protect us from the punishment of the fire. So we need to reflect, my brothers and sisters, that when it comes to Akhirah, there are two things Allah is teaching us to ask. One, to have that which is good in the hereafter, and to protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. This is a very powerful, dua, subhanAllah, my brothers and sisters, that we need to ensure that we recite, we memorize, we remember this dua, we reflect, we recognize by understanding its meanings, and we need to relay this dua. We need to share to our loved ones and to the entire humanity, beginning from our parents, our siblings, our spouses, children, relatives, friends, neighbors, you know, wherever, however is possible, to take this message across. We need to ensure that we benefit people in a way that we benefit ourselves, inshallah. And this is how we actually grow together. This is how we win as the team Ummah. This is how we basically, you know, emulate the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who lived not just for himself but for others as well. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. The fourth dua, it goes like this, from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 250.
رَبَّنَا أَفْرِضْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ.
My brothers and sisters, let us recognize and reflect this dua, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Our Lord, pour upon us patience and plant firmly our feet and give us victory over the disbelieving people. My brothers and sisters, let us reflect on this ayah, where we are connecting with our Creator and asking Him alone to pour us on us patience. This is very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that we connect with our Creator and ask everything possible, everything that we need. And subhanAllah, for us to be successful, we need patience. So we are asking Allah Rabbul Izzah to pour upon us patience. And not just that, we are asking Allah to plant firmly our feet and give us victory, you know, over the disbelieving people. So we need to ensure that we ask Allah for the firmness in our faith. And that is the reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us this dua, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Oh, who, the one, the changer of hearts, grant us, give us that firmness, you know, of our heart on faith, on the deen, you know, that stability on our faith, subhanallah, on our deen. So my brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pour on us patience and plant firmly our feet and give us victory over the disbelieving people. We need to ensure again, my brothers and sisters, that we share, we relay this message to our you know, loved ones and to everyone in the humanity, where we see there is a huge lack of, you know, patience in the people's lives. Because of that, they actually lose faith. Subhanallah, those who do not have faith, those who do not have patience, many a times we see either their faith goes weaker, or they actually end up losing faith. So how important is patience? We come to know at this point in time that we ask Allah to grant us patience and pour upon us patience, and we grant the firmness, you know, in deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah to make us victorious, to help us win over those who are unjust, inshallah.